Guten Tag, Freunde. Ich hoffe, es geht dir gut. Today I'm going to be presenting the 48 Laws of Power book by Robert Greene. I'm going to be talking about the most important laws, not all of them though, just the most important ones. Law number one. Never outshine the master. Always make those above you feel comfortably superior. In your desire to please or impress them, do not go too far in displaying your talents, or you might accomplish the opposite. Inspire fear and insecurity. Make your masters appear more brilliant than they really are, and you will attain the highest power. Law number two. Never put too much trust in friends. Beware your friends. They will betray you more quickly, for they are easily aroused to envy. They also become spoiled and tyrannical. But hire a former enemy, and he will be more loyal than a friend, because he has more to prove. In fact, you have more to fear from friends than from enemies. If you have no enemies, then you better find a way to make them. Law number three. Conceal your intentions. Keep people off balance and in the dark by never revealing the purpose behind your actions. If they have no clue what you're up to, they cannot prepare a defense. Guide them far enough down the wrong path. Envelope them in enough smoke, and by the time they realize your intentions, it will be too late. Law number four. Always say less than necessary. When you are trying to impress people with words, the more you say, the more cunning you appear. And the less in control, even if you are saying something banal. It will seem original if you make it vague, open-ended, and sphinx-like. Powerful people impress and intimidate by saying less. The more you say, the more you're likely to say something foolish. Law number five. So much depends on reputation. Law number 15. Crush your enemy. Totally. A priest asked the dying Spanish statesman, Ramon Maria Narvaez, "Does your excellency forgive all your enemies?" "I do not have to forgive my enemies," answered Narvaez. "I have had them all shot." Kill your enemies, crush them, not only in body, but in spirit. But also in spirit. Law number 16. Use absence to increase respect and honor. A man said to a dervish, "Why do I not see you more often?" The dervish replied, "Because the words, 'Why have you not been to see me?' are sweeter to my ears than the words, 'Why have you come again?'" Law number 21. Play soccer to catch a soccer. Play soccer to catch a soccer. I'm being British. Anyways, no one likes feeling stupider than the next person's. The trick is to make your victims feel smart. And not just smart, but smarter than you are. Once convinced of this, they will never ever suspect that you may have ulterior motives. Socrates says, "The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing." Being openly smart is foolish. Being openly foolish is smart. Law number 39. Stir up waters to catch fish. Anger and emotion are strategically counterproductive, like literally. You must always stay calm and objective. But if you can make your enemies angry while staying calm yourself, you gain a decided advantage. Put your enemies off balance, find the chink in their vanity, through which you can rattle them down, and you hold the strings. Law 46. Never appear too perfect. It takes great talent and skill to conceal one's talent and skill. François de la Rochefoucauld. Law number 47. Learn when to stop in a victory. In 1751, Madame de Pompadour found herself unable to satisfy Louis XV's lust. "Don't push too far, or you will risk it, or you will risk losing it all. Do not allow success to go to your head. There is no substitute for strategy and careful planning. Set a goal, and when you reach it, stop." Danke, dass Sie meinen Podcast angehört haben.